Welcome to the Grind is Ugly podcast. I am your lovely, beautiful, gracious host, Kyle Allen. We made it a new year. This is the first podcast of the new year. Very special, special episode. This is the third year of the Grind is Ugly podcast. And we have grown every single year. Every single year. And I have no one to thank but you. But you, the listeners. I don't take it for granted in any way, shape, or form that you will put this on for any part of your day, whether you listen for 10 seconds or all the way through. Whether you listen once a week, twice a month, I don't care. If you press play, thank you. If you shared it, Jesus, thank you. If you've ever messaged me about the podcast, thank you. If you've seen me out and mentioned the podcast, thank you. For anybody that does anything that's not the typical whatever, it's a risk. Man, this is a risk. It's all a risk. And when anybody, it's why it's so important to show love. So important to pay homage. Not because you're a sucker and why should I have to pay homage? No, no. 2022 is the year of just showing appreciation for those that on your daily walk of life, you go, you know what, bro? I look to them. I'm not saying you can't have celebrity crushes, celebrity idols, celebrity heroes, whatever you want to call them, but it's very important locally, just like your local politics. That's where the real work gets done. You can vote for Biden and Harris all you want. You can vote for Trump and Mike Pence all you want. That's not what's going to affect your local community. Respect local. Invest in local. It's not just restaurants. It's your people. Now that we put that out, now that we're going to put a button on that. Respect local, not just restaurants, but people. Respect local people. I'll put that on a shirt. Simple. Anyway, guys, it's a new year. There's been a lot of resolutions, but I'll be honest, I didn't see a lot of resolutions this year. I think that COVID, whether you believe it, whether you've been affected by it, whether you have, haven't, whatever it is real. And real is subjective nowadays. Like, you can literally have an orange apple in front of you and we'll have a fake debate on, is the orange apple red? You know what I mean? Like, we have a hard time now admitting anything is reality. Reality and the reality we live in and what is called reality, what we perceive as reality, a lot of times is up to the person, which is scary because free will, free choice is beautiful, gorgeous, amazing. We're thankful for it. But it also comes at a price. And that's just the truth. Free will more than ever. Free choice, free thought. Free is subjective as well. I think the moral of what I'm saying is everything is subjective at this point. Whether we're living in the Omicron, the Delta, the South African, the LA, the New York variant, whatever variant they come up with, it is affecting daily lives. It is affecting mental health. And I'm not a therapist. That's my wife. But as for me, I'm not going to call it mental health. I'm going to call it reality. It has affected your reality of health. Whatever you think you are, COVID has changed something about you. Think about it. What you did before, what you did during, and what you're doing still while we're in it. Something in your life, your thoughts, your anxious level, your confidence, your lack of whatever it is, something has changed. COVID has changed. I'm a history guy. Yes, there's been other plagues. And I find it funny, they're calling this a pandemic, not a plague. This is a plague. We are in the midst of a plague. It's been going on for years. And guess what? As much as I want to think everything's a conspiracy, regardless of who you think came up with this variant, their family members have died. Their friends and family have died. So even if it is a conspiracy, it came with casualties. Regardless of your belief system, there has been deaths because of this. I don't care if they were obese. I don't care. I do care, but I'm saying they still died. Like, it doesn't, they died. They're dead. They're off the planet. You know what I mean? Like, we debate the minutiae. Someone died in the discussion. So it's been, it's affected. Some people are walking dead. Some people gained 100 pounds. Some people lost 100 pounds. Some people gained money. Some people lost money. It's affected people. Directly or indirectly. My point is we have to come back. It's not about the Build Back Better plan. It's about, are we going to show love to one another? Again. For the first time. For some of us. Good God. Some of y'all are haters. Some of y'all will shout out, Kevin Hart got a new $1 billion deal, and I love Kevin Hart. But the local people also got a $1,000 deal. Shout them out. You actually know them. There is no competition. Like, bro, no one's in competition. Shouldn't be. We should be in elevation. How can we elevate? How can we elevate? That's how can I elevate you? If you get to popping, then I'm popping. Steph Curry broke the three-point record. Draymond said it's like he broke it. Steph said it's like really him and Draymond's record. Draymond Green is the he's been there for every three Draymond's been in the vicinity. Klay's been in the vicinity. You don't break records by yourself, regardless if you're the one that hits the jumpers. Like you nothing self-made is an illusion. It's an illusion. You always have help. Even if you're one of those people that don't want to admit you had help. Because there's a lot of people no one ever wanted to. No, people did reach out to you. You don't listen. I can be, oh, Kyle, why didn't you make it farther in basketball? Man, you know, nobody gave me a chance. You know, they was all hating. That's what I used to say. I legitimately blamed my, think about, Guys, listen to this. We legitimately will blame our existence on someone else. That is giving them too much power. That is not excusing. But some of y'all, baby, some of y'all got what you worked for. Some of y'all are gonna reap what you sow, whether that's good or bad. But you can't hate on everybody, man. It's not everybody's fault. That's the number one rule of engagement. It's not everybody else's fault. The number one rule of TGIU, self-accountability. That's the number one rule. Accountability of self. You, to start any endeavor, you must take the first step, not your auntie. You got people. You know what? I'm gonna learn to focus and move on. But we have too much excuse making, too much blaming, too much looking at them and hating them for years and years and years and years, and you're stuck for years and years and years. And you're like, well, that's because, bro, that happened 20. One of my episodes, fam, that was 20 years ago. Let it go. Let it go. It's going to be a beautiful year. You're going to have an amazing year. You're going to have a joyous year. You're going to have a peaceful year. You're going to have a life-changing year. That means financially, any way you want it. It can happen if you want it, if you work for it, if you manifest it, pray for it, think about it. Judaism, Christian, I don't care what you do to get there, but if you do it, it can happen. Peter walked on water. As long as he kept his eyes on Jesus. And whether you don't believe that or not, that ain't my business. But I do. And I believe we can do anything that we put our mind to. I'm going to say this because it's a quote that impacts me. Pray for the day and attack it. A man named Brandon Thompson, he says that. Pray for the day and attack it. That is the mentality. That is the mentality. The grind is ugly. Pray for the day and attack it. The marathon continues. World runners. All of these things are just, bro, you gotta work. It just, there's no way around it. I've tried, people. Hey, I tried to get it all without working. I tried. I tried to bank on talent. It don't work forever. And I got there off talent. And yes, I worked hard. I worked hard to get there. There's no way I didn't. I put in 3 days. I worked hard. But no, not enough. My attitude was terrible. I talk about haters all the time. I talk about envy because I was one of them hating. Try not to say the word, but I was one of them hating, you know. I was. Why him? He's this. She that. He fake. They this. What'd that get me? Fat and miserable. And drinking ENJ. XO. That's where it got me. So I'm going to keep talking. Stop hating. Get it out your spirit. A couple brothers of mine said I was hating the other day because I didn't like a Cordae album. And I thought to myself, this album is terrible. But was I hating? No, I wasn't. They was wrong. That's nowhere there. But my point is, people, life is what you make it. You create your own sunshine. You can love your wife even if she's yelling at you. You can say, hey, baby, cut the yelling. You can answer differently. You can decide, you know what? Well, I technically did cause this. That's another thing. If Shayla get to tripping, and I know it's for a good reason, I shouldn't. I guess it is called gaslighting. Oh, you bugging. No, she ain't bugging. I did that. Women, y'all are the number one gaslighters. I got to call you out. Don't turn the dial. But y'all be doing some dirt and then plant a file there and go, well, I'm sorry. No. Let's get to the fact that you created that dirt. Oh, guys, I'm welcome back. I'm glad to be back. I'm energized. I'm excited. I'm enjoying life, and I want you to as well. Thank you for listening to Grind Is Ugly podcast. I am your gracious, loving, beautiful host, Kyle Allen. Thank you for tuning in.